We are united by our love of the Organ Mountains, the Chihuahuan Desert, this community, and our homegrown Chile. We share an ideal of freedom, imperfectly embodied in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, created by the imperfect men who won freedom from a monarchy. That they held other humans as slaves sullies their fine words. Nor did they recognize women or folks of other colors as their equals. I too am far from perfect, even by current standards, without contemplating how future generations might view me. Maybe you are too. We share love for our imperfect country. We have expanded our founders' vision to embrace those whom they did not. But we built our powerful country by slaughtering those from whom we took the land and abusing those whom we enslaved to fuel our economy. We have created deep and deepening economic inequality. While we have fought tyranny, we have also bullied smaller nations into accepting tyranny. In 2020, we're united by the pain and confusion of the plague. Most of us are suffering, whether from COVID-19, grief, lost jobs or dreams, hunger, and/or depressing isolation. The old can't hug us or have their hands held. The young are forbidden their bold explorations, sports, intimacy, mischief, and bull sessions. A year is a huge chunk of a young person's life. And that shattering sound you hear is the hearts of parents who can no longer feed their kids. Our disagreements dominate the conversation. Just as a bad knee or aching back grabs more attention than the many bodily parts that work just fine. We scream at each other about different political figures, but we all love laughing with friends, watching our children grow, and glowing inside as we watch the sunset make the Organ Mountains glow. For most of us, something larger than our ego demands our respect. It may be God, Allah, or Jehovah Shalom, changing woman, Krishna, or Buddha, our connection to humanity, to nature, to Mother Earth, or just a nagging sense of mystery. Even without a pandemic, these would be difficult times. We are bitterly divided, but what if our humility, our love for something more significant, unified rather than divided? Could shared humanity outshine petty fears and jealousies? Perhaps we each could reach into our deepest values, which are surprisingly similar, and live by those while listening critically to how our pastors, priests, and politicians urge us to do so. Practice the love and compassion that Jesus, Buddha, and Changing Woman taught. It's a stretch for me too, but when the organs go all red tonight, let's try to share the glow and use it to spread unexpected kindnesses daily.